This is Legally Brief, a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I am your host, ICADV Legal Counsel Carrie Hyatt Bennett. This is a new venture for ICADV, and we hope it proves helpful for our programs in Indiana and the intimate partner violence, sexual assault, and stalking survivors they work with every day. In fact, the law impacts survivors' lives all the time, Indiana and federal law. And this podcast is designed to teach us about the laws that matter, how we can best advise our clients. Or, if you're a survivor, we want this podcast to be helpful, to teach you more about the legal rights you have in Indiana as a survivor of intimate partner violence, sexual assault, or stalking. Knowledge is power, and in this case, it is also safety, security, and justice. As always, we welcome your feedback. This is a new platform for ICADV, and especially in the legal world. We want to hear what you want to know. My pedigree. I'm only going to do this the first episode. I've been a practicing attorney for 28 years and specializing in the area of legal remedies for survivors for 17 of those years. Before that, I worked as a deputy prosecutor, in private practice, at big firms and small, and I co-founded a nonprofit organization. I also teach domestic violence law, public policy, and practice at IU Robert H. McKinney School of Law in Indianapolis. But enough about that. This first podcast is going to focus on the tenancy relief available to survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking in the state of Indiana under Indiana Code Section 32319. In 2007, ICADV worked with the Indiana Apartment Owners Association to draft this law that allows victims of intimate partner violence to terminate their tenancy early, before the lease agreement is up, if they are survivors. To access this remedy, the survivor and their victim advocate must do three things. 1. Give 30 days written notice to the landlord indicating that they are accessing this remedy under Indiana Code Section 32319, their intention to vacate. 2. Provide the landlord at the same time with a valid and current civil protection order or no contact order, which is similar to a civil protective order but is part of the existing criminal case if there is one. 3. Provide the landlord with a safety plan from that program advocate which specifically recommends relocation for the client's safety. If those three things are submitted to the landlord, then when the 30-day lapses, the tenant is no longer responsible under that tenancy agreement. There are no fees for accessing this remedy, and you cannot be penalized by future housing providers. A second type of relief offered under IC 32319 is for the landlord to change the locks for the tenant if it is requested. Again, to have those locks changed, the tenant needs to request the lock change in writing and provide a valid protection order or no contact order. Typically, the tenant will have to pay for the lock change, but if the landlord delays in making these changes, they can be held accountable for paying for the lock change themselves. A final form of relief available under this statute is housing security for victims of violence. This law also is very clear that a landlord may not evict or fail to lease to a person solely because they are or have been the victim of intimate partner violence. This has been the case under federal law and public housing for years, but in Indiana, it refers to private housing as well under this 2007 law. Keep in mind this statutory relief is available only if there is an executed lease agreement and does not relieve a survivor from paying any back rent or damages that might be owed. Finally, if the survivor was on the lease agreement with the abuser, the landlord can pursue the abuser for those monies owed under this law. We hope you found this first edition of Legally Brief helpful. If you want more information on this or any other legal issue facing survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking in Indiana, please let us know. Learn more about us at the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence website at www.icadvinc.org or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Join us next time as we interview longtime ICADV Executive Director Laura Berry for her insight on the Indiana General Assembly's 2018 session, the highs and the lows, and what we can expect. Thanks again for listening. This has been Legally Brief, a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I'm legal counsel Carrie Hyatt Bennett.